Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Happy New Year, everyone. It is 2014, and it is the first show for us for Sexy and Van City Radio. So I'm not sure if you've made any New Year's resolutions or what your thoughts are about embracing sexual and relational health and wonderful abundance in your life. But whatever you've decided for this year, I encourage you to just jump, embrace, and just breathe in whatever it is that you want. And I hope whatever it is going to be within reach. And one of the things I'm hoping to have is to open up your mind, have you think about a few things, perhaps a lot of things, and start thinking about some of the tools you may need to embrace your sensuality, your sexuality, and what that wonderful power, when you embrace that, starts to unleash within you and unleash in the world, and what a beautiful thing it can be. So I'm very excited. I've got an amazing guest in the studio. She is smart. She is beautiful. She is also a senior healing Tao instructor. She is Minka DeVos. She draws from her extensive background in energy arts and her own soul journey. She's dedicated over 30 years to spiritual embodiment, teaching, and healing work. She co-founded Silent Ground Retreats for long-term life-transforming programs, and her profound Kundalini awakening opened doors for universal wisdom to move through her. And if you want to check out her website, it's silentground.com. She's also studied and co-taught with Tao Master Matak Chia for over 30 years and is part of the core faculty at the Universal Healing Tao System. She also co-teaches Healing Love with Michael Nguyen of the Healing Tao University each summer, and she's a certified master therapist of medical Qigong from the International Institute of Medical Qigong, and has organized the training for 5 years in Vancouver. And I'm just kind of overwhelmed because I haven't even gotten halfway through your bio, and you're an absolutely phenomenal woman. So welcome to the show.
So great to be here.
It is wonderful to have you, and I thank you. And I have to share two more things that you've done because just think it's also cool. One of the other things she does is she also teaches a 1 month teacher training for women in Thailand and Bali as well, in terms of teacher training and enchant dance, which I just love. This is so cool. All this stuff I didn't know about you until I read your bio. So welcome to the show.
I love to move and move energy. So
what started you on your energetic journey in terms of trying to see ways that you can move energy?
Well, I was a dancer, and I actually got a degree in fine arts and choreography here at UBC.
Which is awesome. UBC alumni.
Yeah. And through a lot of internal movement, I could feel so much energy moving within me. And then when I started to meditate, it felt almost like a volcano inside that moved up through my body and then expanded into my auric field. It started to open up internal channels of energy that was so strong it would shake my body and move my body really powerfully. And then I really felt that quite blissful often, you know, in this orgasmic waves of energy would move through me just in meditation. Mm. So without even physical stimulation, I would feel incredible ecstasy. So that was really my path. And then I read these books by Master Mantak Chia, which really laid out the whole Taoist path of working with energy, and I already experienced it internally, so I was very excited to meet that path.
That's fantastic. And how would you say you've changed in the last 30 years in terms of... your eyes are just glowing somewhere.
How have I changed? Mm-hmm. Well, it just is an ongoing process, you know. The energy keeps unfolding new aspects of myself, particularly healing. Mm. Healing sessions and being intuitive what people need and working on different levels of them, not just physical but or energy, but also on a soul and psychic level. Mm. Yeah, so I've developed those skills over the last 30 years.
That's amazing. And I give you kudos for bringing that into the world. It's incredible. You just got back from a retreat as well, speaking of going full circle to New Year's resolutions, etc. Did you want to share a little bit about
that? Yeah, we have an annual retreat on Quadra Island, and where we meditated into the new year and unwound our year. So just like watching a movie going backwards, and just highlighted different parts of the year that really needed healing and attention, and seeing the whole year in it from a big perspective, and really embracing it with compassion and understanding. And then when you have that, you can let it go. And out of that, it becomes compost for your intention for the next year. So it becomes like just opens doorways to what you really want to create and heal and become in the new year. Yeah,
I think that's a really key point, especially the composting and working through. For people who did not get to go to the retreat, because I know you do private sessions, you've also got quite a few workshops coming up, as well as ongoing weekly classes as well. What are some of the things people can start to do if they haven't experienced Qigong, are maybe not as familiar but would like to be familiar with connecting with their soul, connecting with their energy, and connecting with their sexuality as well, and using it to just fuel through and help create and just change themselves as well as the world around them?
Well, the practice I love, that's a very ancient Taoist practice, is the inner smile. You actually smile to your heart, and you're, from the heart is like an inner sun that radiates love into the rest of the body and starts to warm up the body and enliven the body, and you start to love yourself with that practice. So I could guide just a really brief little inner smile, if you like.
I would be over the moon. That would be absolutely fantastic.
So become aware of your breathing, a deep, long, and smooth breath. Connecting with your body, your sensuality. And in front of you, envision a golden sun. And the golden rays beaming unconditional love into your forehead. Allow the rays to stream into the center of the brain where the master glands of the body sit. Relaxing the master glands and beaming the light from there into your face, lifting your lips into a peaceful smile, a smile of loving acceptance of how you are right now in this moment, and smiling down your throat and into your heart, placing one hand on your heart and feel the warm pulsing of your heart. Smiling deeply and allowing the loving nature of the heart to radiate into the body. The warm, loving pulsations sending the message of love everywhere. And make a soft, soft sigh all the way down to your sexual organs and placing your other hand over your sexual organs. And sending love into your sexual organs and gratitude for all their creative power they give you, the vitality behind your emotions, your thoughts, your movement, your body, the creative power. Thank you. And allowing the passion to rise up from below back up to your heart, growing more love, more enjoyment of life. Smile and loving yourself completely. And you can practice this first thing in the morning or first thing before you sleep, last thing in the day, really loving yourself, and create a flow between your heart and your sexual energy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A little taste.
That's amazing. I'm just trying to visualize if everybody in this world did that every day.
It really sets the tone for your day. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's a rainy day, you feel this internal warmth and glow, you know, and so we can radiate that out into our day and into the people around us.
Thank you. I love that. So there's a lot of, in our society, sometimes a lot of shame and stigma still attached to sexuality. And I'm not sure if it's started in the Victorian era or if it was before then. And even as we're trying to move, and I think we are shifting into a better place, especially here and in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. But what are some of the things we can start to do? Definitely breathing as well, smiling. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Well, really understanding that the sexual energy is not dirty, that it's pure life force energy. It's the life force behind our evolution. You know, it's a sacred energy. And so when you really honor and respect that energy, it breaks through all those taboos that it's something very dirty and sinful. Yeah. So really respecting it. And then you also respect its power as well, because it has incredible power. Yeah.
It's funny, I've been doing this show for a very long time, and I was surprised and really excited to find out that the sexual energy can heal as well. I knew in terms of creation, but I wasn't aware of the, I hadn't really thought about it in terms of this, in the healing power of it. And I was wondering if you'd like to share a little bit with our listeners as well.
Well, the Taoist path of working with sexual energy is about 5,000 years old, and they really emphasize the health that the sexual energy can bring. Because it in the sexual energy is the code of your life force, the DNA. Yeah, so it has all the information to create your body. So when you access that purity of it, you know, it can renew your body.
Mm.
You know, when a program of computer goes off, you have to go back to the original blueprint. And from there, you can really heal the body. Yeah, it has so much wisdom in it.
So what are some of the things that we can do? There's many workshops that you do personally. Mm-hmm. And so what are some things if somebody's never really embraced? Because my gut tells me that people are going to be listening to this podcast long after the show's over just to get the taste of what you do. But being able to take it in a deeper swallow, I guess, is probably the way to describe it.
Well, one way is to circulate the energy so it doesn't stagnate in the bottom of the body, in the sexual organs, to circulate it up the spine, up to the brain, to nourish the brain and grow more mental, spiritual power, and then bring it down into the body again, to really nourish the body and all the organs. So this flow of energy is called the microcosmic orbit. Mm-hmm. So you actually can squeeze the sexual organs gently and pull up perineum, even the anus, and then draw and harness that energy up the spine. So really straighten the spine, tuck the chin in a little bit, and then feel it swirl in the brain and nourish all parts of the brain. And then keep the tongue on the roof of the mouth so the energy can flow down through the tongue, down across the throat, chest, navel, and then you store it in the navel center. Mm. Yeah, so this is a very powerful path of learning how to store sexual energy, because we're big spenders.
Yes, we are.
Spend it and distribute it everywhere, you know. But if you store it, then it can really heal the body. You get that core inner strength. And it takes energy to heal.
And that makes a lot of sense on so, so many levels. One of the questions I was going to ask is, by starting to store that, will that start to shift and heal in other areas of life? For example, the fact that we spend our sexual energy on a regular basis instead of store, a lot of times our society as well, in terms of money, we tend to spend a lot. There's a lot of debt, a lot of stress around money, etc. And so if we start doing that and taking care of ourselves and healing, like literally from the root, right up the chakra system, up to the crown and around, and start embracing that I'm going to use the word kundalini, and I don't know if that's correct.
It's the same as well thing. As sexual energy is the same thing as kundalini.
Okay.
Kundalini is just a big current, a strong current of sexual energy that is quite free and liberated. But when the kundalini is awakened, it's going to heal the body. Yeah, it's going to go everywhere where it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when you move the energy in the orbit, it creates a sense of abundance. So it's not just my energy and your energy. It creates kind of a scarcity mode or a selfish mode.
Mm-hmm.
So when you run the energy in the microcosmic orbit, it connects you with the forces of the heaven and the earth. And those forces are pulled into that orbit. So we're tapping into huge sources of energy. And when we run the energy, it refines it and actually makes it our own as well. So we have our personal energy, but we also have this cosmic energy we can always tap into. Yeah, so a lot of that egotistic power gains mm-hmm. is really resolved through just running energy.
Which is really exciting, because sometimes I think tend to overthink it sometimes and get stuck on just this piece as opposed to connecting it literally through the whole body.
Yeah. Which is really the feminine, is the body, the sensuality and the flow of life.
Mm-hmm.
And our masculine part is what directs it and wants to control it. You know, we need that too, because it's also the awareness and the consciousness of it. But the Tao is all about balancing masculine and feminine energy, you know, and not negate one or the other. We need both.
Mm-hmm. I love that. My boyfriend actually always teases me. He calls me his raging yin to his raging yang. Even though I think we pretty much balance each other out on other levels. But
Yeah.
What are some of the biggest changes? I don't know if you're able to speak about some of the work you've done with different people without breaking confidentiality with, if it's stuff that you're able to share.
Well, I mean, some women have been very inhibited and wanted just covering up their body. They're really shy about their body. So when they work with the breast massage, they actually get to know that their breasts are beautiful and start to love their breasts and appreciate them. So they're this sort of posture where they're hovering and closing the heart opens up. So they actually become more open, and they can communicate better with others because they're less shy and closed. So just through a simple practice of breast massage, they can really open their heart and connect with others more. And you'll see it in their posture as well.
And that makes sense, because I know Vancouver Foundation did a survey where a lot of people in Vancouver feel very disconnected and don't feel included in their communities, but don't. So something is just basic self-care by learning how to do breast massage could be key. As well as that, I imagine it would be very wonderful for health, especially with lymphatic as well, and for breast cancer, which...
Definitely. And the character of cancer in Chinese means stagnation. So when there's stagnation, often wearing bras, especially underwire bras, stagnate the energy. The breasts are in a prison all day. You know, so if you do wear a bra, to take it off and massage the breasts right away, because the energy wants to move and the tissues need to move to be healthy. Yeah, so the breast massage can definitely be a preventative measure for preventing cancer.
Wow. Is there anything similar in regards to cervical or ovarian cancer as well, like things that women can do? I know you do a lot of work with the J-Dig, and I know I was very excited to find out that that's really good for menstrual pain as well, but is that also good for the health in terms
Definitely. You move a J-Dig up and down in the yoni canal, you're squeezing and releasing all those three rings of muscles, and it moves the pelvic floor, it moves the circulation. So it also prevents stagnation and the forming of cysts and fibroids and other growths that can happen there, just stagnating there.
Wow. Yeah. And is it possible for someone who already has fibroids and perhaps has had several surgeries to still be able to take your Jade Egg class and be able to heal?
And they could prevent more to happen than this, like mushrooms, you know, if you have the soil for the mushrooms, they're going to grow. So you want to have, you know, a relaxed and balanced energy, the soil for your body, is in the pelvic floor, the soil for flowers, right, to grow love and beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It can heal any condition, really, the jade egg, you know, in terms of strengthening the pelvic floor, lifting the energy, containing the energy. Often a lot of women are leaking too much energy through menstruation. They lose too much energy through menstruation. So part of the jade egg practice is to transform the blood into energy. So energy for your life. Yeah. You'll still bleed, but less blood loss, less days, and less discomfort.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would that also be beneficial as well during the shifts in the body through menopause as well as perimenopause too?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Through menopause, it's really important not to let your hormone factory shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to keep those hormones functioning. And it's the adrenal glands that carry over with the production of hormones. So there's lots of Taoist practices for healing and strengthening the kidneys and adrenals. Lots of breathing into the lower back, holding the breath gently, wrapping energy to recharge those batteries so they can produce the hormones. So it can prevent a lot of hot flushes also, the microcosmic orbit, because it balances the fire that rises and the cool energy that flows downwards. So by circulating up and down, you create a warm current. And so there's less flashes of excess heat in the body. Yeah,
I think that's fantastic. I think it would be very beneficial as well for self-esteem on so many levels. I think many of us in this world, especially with, and I'm a social media freak myself. I'm learning how to turn off sometimes. But with that, being able to connect with self is key. But even more so, I think, pulling ourselves out of that root chakra and starting to get that flow going. So then that way we're not such in high levels of cortisol in the body because of the stress factor and being on all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it will relax you as well. Mm-hmm. You're bringing the energy down as well. Not just raising, you know, get that coffee and get those adrenals pumped up. But you also bring the energy back down to chill and relax, come back into the body. Yeah, so necessary, the yin aspect of life, to really rest and relax and focus inward. You know, there's so much emphasis on focusing outward and to screens and TV and computers and so on that we really need to replenish our senses by closing our eyes and just breathing and connecting with ourselves.
You've got some exciting courses coming up as well. One of the ones I was curious about, and I don't know, am I allowed to share about the male-female one that's coming up?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll actually let you share, but I thought that was really lovely because I know we touched on that in our green room chat because you are renowned for doing, and two of my lovely friends, Davy Ward and Kim Minami, who have both been on the show before, have taken your training workshops there, and I would love for you to share about that. And then my second question after that is going to be asking about having the two male teachers and having men for the next one after the one in March and April.
Yeah. Well, the training, the teacher training is for women who want to facilitate women's circles and one-on-one healing sessions, and also become like a group facilitator to hold space for a whole group of women. And it's very intense. We go through a lot of deep healing processes and also so much fun. I mean, the bonding of the women, you know, is really powerful when everyone opens up and really tells their story and liberates a lot of the past familiarities of pain and come into really taking deep pleasure in themselves and in their own body and their life. It's just amazing, the before and after picture, when you see the women coming out of the training. They're just glowing, and they're so empowered to go out in their communities and start really sharing. Yeah, and they're women from all over the world, so it's very international, and it's really nice to connect with women who are from different cultures as well. But there's similar issues, yeah, that women have everywhere, and really. Mm. And then the training we're going to have next year in 2015, there'll be one for women. And then after that, there'll be one for men and women. And so we'll have two really amazing male teachers, one from New York City, one from here, my partner here from Vancouver, and Shashi Saluna. She's who I'm teaching with now with the women's trainings. And yeah, it's going to be a powerful dynamic of both male and female teachers. And so we'll be working together as a group, but also separating the classes for men and women. Yeah, and work a lot with conscious relationship and how we can heal the split and understand the polarity more. Yeah, and heal those polarities. When we heal it, then other people have the opportunity to heal it as well.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. You said conscious relationship. What do you mean by conscious relationship?
And that is when we're really responsible for ourselves and our own energy.
Okay.
So we're going to work with our really uplifting our own sexual energy and opening our own heart. And so we really have a strong path within our own energy field. And when you've developed that, you become two wholes connecting. And you have a greater sense of growing and generating love and coming from that place of loving understanding and harmonizing the energy field and like sharing the yin and yang flows together in a really conscious way. Yeah, so we're not growing apart, but we're growing more together and evolving together and learning how we can support the opposite sex or our partner in very deep spiritual ways.
What are some of the things that, if for those who are parents who are listening, perhaps could be doing with their kids? Like if you could wave a magic wand and change sex ed in schools, starting with elementary school, what would be some of the things you'd like to shift in terms of for children to start embracing their sexuality early and their sensuality?
I think it's really important for teenagers to really realize that sexual energy is so sacred. And it's something to be really honored and to be able to say yes or no from their own heart and their own intuition rather than being pulled with the peer pressure. You know, that they have to have sex or have to have sex in a certain way, that they really start to connect with their own intuition. And I feel it's really important for them to access that creative power, you know, either through some martial arts or dance or something where they're really channeling it inside in a more disciplined way, and then they can really master their own inner power. Yeah. And for the boys, it's really, or the teenagers, to really learn what the great loss there is in ejaculation, and to be able to withhold ejaculation and move that energy up through the body and circulate it. And so they'll actually have more energy to learn and study. And sports, they'll just have more energy. Because it's an incredible loss, actually, of energy if it's not really of a more conscious sharing, for, you know, in a partnership, let's say. Yeah.
So there is truth to that, then, that when a man ejaculates, he is losing his... Which makes sense, because he is losing matter out of his body, so...
Yeah, it's not just matter. It's the best energy in the body. It's the energy that's going to procreate a whole other person, like a child. So the best energy of the body is lost, the essential part.
So counter to that, in regards to women, does that mean with female ejaculation that the women are also losing that energy?
No, there's no sperm.
Of course, because there's no egg coming out.
The potency is in the sperm. Yeah, so for women, lose their sexual essence through menstruating.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why we're with the menstrual cycle, just trying to, that there's not extreme loss of blood. Yeah. So they won't feel so weak afterwards, and irritable, or loss of iron, all those factors, you know, they'll feel really good. Yeah, that they're cleansed and energized after menstruation.
That would be really wonderful to teach in school, too.
Yes. Yeah, because there's, you know, so much use of painkillers. And with breast massage and squeezing the vagina, moving the energy, they can prevent a lot of that. If they learn that right from the start, wouldn't that be great?
It would be amazing. As well as learning things right from the start, for women who are becoming mothers for the first time, actually, and fathers as well, any recommendations in regards to, especially with just that, because it's such a huge change in the life. It's not only just a gift, but just really, really big changes. And sometimes some of our listeners we get do talk about that, and sometimes that is a big challenge in regards to still staying connected when they are feel completely sleep deprived for the first couple of years of their child's life, mm-hmm. and especially if they have several children in a row, very mm-hmm. close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, to really understand how much energy the woman is taking is not just sleep. Lack of sleep, the child is actually feeding off of the woman's energy field for about 4 years. That's even more past breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
It's just from the field of the mother, she's holding space for that child. Yeah, so it's incredible devoted act, really, to have children. So that means that the woman needs a lot of support. Support from her family and from her community and from her partner. Yeah, lots of good nutrition, enough rest, yeah, and lots of nature that she can really tap into, nature forces. Mm. Mother Earth, right? And the Mother Earth energy is what builds substance in the body, builds the blood, yeah, which women need a lot of earth energy. So just being going in the garden, going for walks in the woods, and being in nature.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a really quick short break, and in our break, I'm actually going to play a song, and I don't know if you want to share a little bit about the artist.
So this song is by Theta Phoenix, and she just recently had a CD release here in Vancouver, and we do workshops together, Song of the Goddess and Full Spectrum Goddess is coming up on January 26th. Mm-hmm. So I love working together with her. She's so intuitive and a beautiful musician. Yeah, I hope you enjoy her.
Thank you. And the song we're going to be playing is called Simply. And this is a novelty. I don't usually play music on the show, so it's exciting. And here we go.
My wish upon the stars, into the dark I was longing to be kissed, yearning for a taste of a lover's warm embrace, where friendship and trust are shared face to face, where I am held inside in the presence of the heart, where I lay naked with the truth, simply being me, simply loving. Then you, yes, you quietly by my side in the early morning light, we begin to touch, our fingers intertwine, my heart is blown apart when your gentle lips meet mine. Where we lay naked.
And that was Theta Phoenix, and that was Simply, which if you get a chance to check out workshops, you will get a chance to not only have an amazing workshop with Mika DeVos, you'll also get the accompaniment as well with is it Theta?
Theta.
Theta.
Theta
such a beautiful name. So, yeah. So speaking of, let's share when this workshop is. So.
And that's on Sunday, January 26th. Yeah, it's an afternoon workshop, and Theta will be accompanying with beautiful music throughout, and we'll have an intuitive song of the essence of the workshop at the very end, which is always a cherry on top of the cake.
That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the Full Spectrum Goddess workshop.
Yeah, so that workshop is where we dance the archetypes, and often women get stuck in one role. And then the relationships can get a little boring. People already expect that they're going to react in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you play different roles, you bring out the dark side, the light side, more color in your life. And so it makes more satisfying for a relationship as well and for yourself. I speak with my hands.
It's totally okay. No, I think that would be amazing. And I really do think, especially right now, we're in that age where, especially with this is so timely as well, just in our just the chat that we had just during the break, just even talking about Sheryl Sandberg and Lean In, where women are just trying to figure out what is my role? And instead of recognizing, we're almost like rubies, where, and I like to say that a lot, but just, what do we want to polish? What do we want to shine? And it is okay to let all of you shine, because by doing it, it's just pretty amazing. So,
in the Taoists put a lot of emphasis on three aspects of ourselves: more our will, our feeling, and our thinking. So we're going to develop that through movement. So more the warrior side in yourself, that which wants to protect your life, protect the feminine, protect the earth. And then the part that is the romantic, sensitive, loving lover. And then the part, the view that's sovereign, or the wise part, that has the overview and has the insight and intuition. So moving between those three, then any moment you can be flexible. Sometimes you really need that warrior part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Other times you really need the sovereign. So learning that flexibility of your soul.
That sounds incredible. Well, I'm looking forward to signing up myself.
Good, so. Good. I'd love to have you.
So that's January the 26th from 2 to 6, and that's the Full Spectrum Goddess. And guys who are listening, don't worry, you're not to be left out. So in case you're listening and wondering, what about me? Because not only is this a beautiful gift for the Full Spectrum Goddess, and there's the other work that is being done specifically for women, because when the woman in your life are empowered and feel full and abundant, it benefits everybody around them, which includes you. But as well as that, there is a Valentine's Healing Love Weekend for couples as well, which is very exciting and includes massage, which is super cool.
We're going to do it with a shiatsu, Michiel of Angel Hand Wellness. And so we're going to have couple massage and learning how to touch with gentleness and love and knowing some of the points, the erotic points and points that to balance the energy. And then we'll also bring in some Tao Tantric arts, how to exchange energy in a harmonious way and how to move energy inside as well. You know, and loving the other person unconditionally. Mm. So a lot of heart opening exercises. And so it's really basically how can we heal each other, mm-hmm. and how can we generate more love for each other, and evolve our relationship. So I'm very excited to offer that in Vancouver. I haven't offered that kind of workshop in Vancouver for a long time, and not with the combined with shiatsu. So this is going to be brand new.
It sounds exciting.
For Valentine's, something special.
And that sounds like a really, really, really great gift. So for people to give to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's exciting. I like it.
yeah. And I'm going to also be offering Qigong classes at Angel Hand Wellness as well.
Okay.
And so it's a new studio and a really beautiful atmosphere there for healing.
Nice.
And so we're going to be doing some Qigong classes. And I'm going to include the bone breathing Qigong on that Wednesday night class, because the sexual energy is stored in the bones. And actually the sexual energy was what regrows your blood in the bones. So it's very important to put your focus in on the bones, breathe into the bones, and start to generate new blood.
Mm.
And that's really the science of longevity and internal strength and internal power. There's a lot of men actually come to that class because it's, it really builds that warrior posture, you know, in the horse stance, working with iron shirt Qigong. So you're able to transfer force through your body,
mm-hmm.
and yield it down in both a relaxed way, but also very strong structure and alignment. Yeah, so I'm very excited to offer that. Yeah, also wonderful for women too, because women lose so much blood in the menstrual cycle that they can replenish their blood through the bone breathing. Yeah, it makes a wonderful fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got, where is the studio?
It's on off Granville on 7th. It's kind of across on the same street where the Masonic Hall.
Okay, yes, mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. by the Jewel Ballroom and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's really cool.
Yeah.
And as well, you've got Feminine Treasures classes as well.
Yes, my Monday night classes, we actually work with the jade egg, and it's all very private. You put a blanket over your legs, and so everyone has their own jade egg, and work with some breast massage first, open the heart, and awaken the hormones. So we work with awakened sexual energy. It's not orgasmic energy in the class. You know, it's making a heightened awareness, and it's warmed up energy. Yeah, and so we work with the jade egg practice, circulating it in the microcosmic orbit and other channels, and also up into the organs themselves to rejuvenate the organs. And one practice that we do a lot is cleansing the uterus of any negative emotions, because often women store a lot of their darker emotions in the uterus. So when we cleanse the uterus, we're actually frees up our creative energy for other things,
mm-hmm.
than mulling on and growing negativity inside. Yeah, so it's a really powerful practice. Frees up a lot of energy for sure.
I could see how that could free up a lot of energy. And there's so many women, I believe Amnesty International says it's 1 out of 3 women, 1 out of 6 men who have experienced sexual violence before the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even including uncomfortable sex, awkward sex, sex mm-hmm. where people felt that they had to, but didn't necessarily really want to, as well as the emotional pieces that we hold there as well.
And there's a lot of armoring then in the yoni, or the yoni is a word for the womb, or the yoni canal, the vagina canal. Often the yoni is armored because there's penetration before the woman's ready. And so when the woman is really the master of her own jade egg, so she'll put the jade egg on when she is ready, when she is warmed up. So it creates a deprogramming of that closure and stuck energy, holding back energy and fear that can be locked in the pelvis.
And that,
very healing.
That would be very healing. And I could see that also being just flowering and blooming for relationships, mm-hmm. too, because it's taking personal responsibility for healing, but as well as that, as well, not expecting a partner to basically owning your own orgasm in that way.
Yes.
But I'm going to use the word awakening orgasm as opposed to orgasm where it's just genital penetration or... Genital friction, that's what I meant
that's
to say.
Yeah. And actually, when you start to learn how to spread the energy, the orgasmic waves of energy, it's a whole body orgasm. You feel it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's so enlivening. You just feel satisfied and nourished for days, you know. So alive, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you really feel sexy. Sexy and alive. Sexy
in Van City. Which I think is something that I think all of us need. I know Vancouver's got a bad reputation in regards to being a terrible place to date. I think it was Vancouver Magazine that actually did an article a few years ago where it was, is there any men to date in this city?
Mm-hmm.
Where there's this belief system and almost where... this belief that, and Vancouver is, we do have beautiful women here, plain
yes.
and simple. I think
yeah.
the good air are, we tend to be a little bit more active. The fact that we kind of live in a moderate rainforest, even though it is a city,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of really neat energy just in this place, and just the climate itself leads
yeah.
for us to
yeah.
be
it's
beautiful.
The lusciousness of the end, mm-hmm. the growing life force, the forests and the ferns and... Yeah, and the rain itself is yin, you know, so it makes a lusciousness. And I find people are pretty sporty here, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're walking a lot in nature and going to fitness centers. So when you really feel fit, you feel sexy.
Yeah.
You know, you're more ready to get right there and play.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's true. So you've got a lot coming up, because I was going to ask, yeah, you should wrap the show with what's next for you, but wow, you've got an abundance of things that are
mm-hmm.
coming up, so
mm-hmm.
Let's recap some of the wonderful things that are coming up, if that's okay.
Sure. Well, they're my classes that are starting next week, Healing Tao Qigong with the bone breathing, and I have a Tao Yoga class, which is like Qigong on the floor. It's more working with moving energy and postures and through the meridian system. And then Feminine Treasures, where we work with the breast massage and the jade egg on Monday nights. And then we have the Full Spectrum Goddess on January 26th with Theta Phoenix. And then the Valentine's Healing Love Weekend for Women, which I'm super excited about, in a new place on February 14th, that weekend, Valentine's. And then I have the teacher training for women in Bali, beautiful Bali, March 30th to April 25th. And then I have summer retreats on Cortez Island. I have an 8-day retreat, which we're going to work with the basics of working with energy, the Taoist system, plus working with sexual energy. The first 8 days, and then the next 6 days we'll be working with the five elements, the fusion of the five elements, which is working with the powers of fire and water and metal and wood, and there's a dynamic balancing inside the body with that. It's like Taoist shamanism. Work a lot with inner children and shamanic animals, power animals. So it's fantastic to do that on Cortez, because you can go out and swim naked in the ocean and, you know, do the Qigong under the trees. And, you know, it's the Tao is really about that. It's to connect with nature, a natural way of healing.
And what a beautiful place to do that on Cortez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sounds incredible.
It gives me a boost of energy for the whole year, really.
Yeah. So you give a lot, and you're an amazing, beautiful, blessed woman. How do you fill up yourself like, I know you do the practice as well, but is there anything else that you do just to make sure you're nourished? And
I do a lot of deep breathing and qigong and kidney breathing, where I hold my breath in the kidneys and nourish my kidneys a lot. And I dance. I just love free flow movement, and so I get out of the way and just let the music take me, and I find that's very freeing of my energy field and very refreshing. So I love to dance, yeah. And there's some beautiful places to dance here in Vancouver. Just Dance and Dance Divine, and yeah, great place for dance.
That sounds awesome.
And going at least once a week for a really nice long walk in nature. And hug some trees and connect, you know, with the deep nature.
Yeah. And your website, the best one to reach you at if people are listening and would like to connect with you, is silentground.com.
And I also have a Feminine Treasures, which is based on my book, Feminine Treasures.
And talk about your book.
And the book is going to be published pretty soon this year. And it's really growing. It's like over 200 pages now. So it really goes in depth with practices for different stages in women's lives. And I'm very excited. An ongoing project for decades, this book. And beautiful illustrations. Yeah. So
we definitely have to have you on again to talk about this, because this is absolutely fantastic.
Yes, I'd love to. And then the training is daotantricarts.com. The trainings that are coming up. A one-month teacher training.
I think it's fantastic. Mm. Do you have any New Year's resolutions yourself?
Oh, just living balanced life. Okay. You know, not too much work. I'm really passionate about my work. It's such a creative work, you know, that I'm doing, but really balancing that with enough rest and meditation and inward time and time in nature. Yeah. And time for friends. Yeah. Like you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I'm really excited to have you on, because even as I'm looking at the book, I have 500 other questions to ask. Mm. So I'm very excited.
Mm. I'd love to come again.
Yay.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. And again, checking out Minka DeVos at silentground.com, as well as the other websites that we've mentioned.
FeminineTreasures.com and DaoTantricArts.com.
And definitely check out all the wonderful workshops, and it'd be a beautiful gift to yourself. And if you are looking at New Year's resolutions and just massive life change, where you want to feel good, you want to feel empowered, you want to just feel that beautiful sexual energy where it just fills you and just helps you overflow with beautiful abundance in your life, yeah, I say just say yes. And yes, please don't sue me, Nike. Just do it.
Say yes to life.
And up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Have a beautiful night, everyone.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared. You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.